Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rezema. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gura and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Walkenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. May moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball towards left. Kemp settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kemp. White moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Royals, 1. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards short. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Trammell, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Terrell moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Royals, 2. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Razima fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Joaquin Fuss, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.